And for media members on the line who have just joined us, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Sort of an up and down week for you guys. Last week at home, you make a miraculous comeback from nine down in the final 45 seconds and pull out that win over JMU. But then I know a disappointing loss for you at home on Saturday to Towson. Just talk about the two games last week.
Yeah, you know, we were lucky to win a game, really. It was, in my opinion, not a great week for us. But any time you go 1-1 in the league, you've got to feel good about it. But I think it's a team that lost its focus a little bit last week, and I think probably had a few too many people tell them how good they were and too many nice articles and TV interviews. And we didn't practice the same way last week, and we certainly didn't play the same way. And I think we were lucky to have, I thought, learned some lessons with a miraculous win, as you said, against JMU, and we just simply got hammered by Towson. We really were never, we had a great start in the game. First 9 or 10 minutes, we played really well, but after that, we were never in the basketball game with them in any phase of the game. So up and down week for sure. I've said all along, and I firmly believe it now, but I think Towson's one of the top two teams in the league. And the scary thing is that they've lost three league games. So there are a lot of good teams out there for sure.
Obviously, you guys got off to a tremendous start, best start ever in 5-0 in the league. What was the message on Monday after a loss like that to your team to say, hey, guys, we're still in first place, but then to try to take something from a learning perspective also from Saturday?
Yeah, it's a good point, and I think we talked a whole lot about not competing hard in the Towson game, not executing the way we had been successful doing in previous ball games, and I think it was just a team that got away from doing what it does well, and we talked about refocusing it on that, and the things that have made us successful, we got to go back and do those well. But it also is an indication of how far we got to go. As I say, Towson's one of the top teams in the league, and we didn't deserve to be on the same floor with them on Saturday. So we have to continue to get better, to have a good last month or so of the season.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got a couple in queue. If you'll get the first one for us, please, Ruth.
We have a question from Josh Walfish with Daily News Record. Please go ahead.
Morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
I want to talk a little bit about Matt Lewis from JMU. Obviously, with McClain out in the lineup, he's been starting at the point guard spot, and he's found a way to not turn the ball over. Going back to last week, what is it, I guess, about him as a freshman that's allowed him to be so good at protecting the basketball?
I don't know the answer to that. I think he's very talented. He's a very talented player, plays with a lot of confidence, I think. He ripped us up in the first half here. I think maybe had 17 points, 19 points at half on us. Took care of the ball, but shot it exceptionally well, and made plays for other people. So really talented young player. Had some really incredible stretches of basketball.
Is that sort of, I guess, unique for a freshman to be able to come in and kind of play with that type of confidence?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. It's college basketball. It's usually a more physical game, a faster game than high school kids are used to, and it's always impressive, particularly at the guard spot when they can come in and play that well. But he's skilled, and I know they're doing a good job with him, and he's a good decision maker. Appears to be a good decision maker. That's a big part of turnovers is making the right decision, and in our games at least, he's done a good job of that.
All right, thank you so much, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
You got our next question, please, Ruth.
We have a question from Dave Johnson with Daily Press. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Dave, is Dave's line open?
Dave, your line is open.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead now. We got you now.
Sorry, okay. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Good, Dave. Thanks.
just a, I don't know how many days you've practiced since Saturday, but what has been the reaction you've seen from your guys since that game?
Just once. We were all Sunday, which was much needed for our team, and we practiced yesterday and practiced hard. I mean, we competed very hard in everything we did in the game. We split the teams up and really went at each other and, you know, saw a little bit of the old rekindling of the fire a good reaction. I think we were all embarrassed by our play on Saturday, and we got a tough stretch ahead of us, so we better get better in the next couple of days to get some wins under our belt.
And it looks like from the stats that Northeastern's a team that likes to shoot a lot of threes as well. Is that mm-hmm. do you see them as in a way similar to you in that regard?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they shoot a lot of threes. Got a lot of guys can shoot the three, you know, in their transition offense. They really spread out, spray, and try to get a little penetration and kick the shooters. So they shoot it well as a team, and really, really solid, good decision-making point guard. And I think what's impressed me the most about Northeastern has been their defense, though. They really defend you. They're active, they're aggressive, and, you know, I think they win with their defense as much as their offense.
Do you look at especially the fact that you both played Ohio State, do you kind of look at that a lot and see how they did against the same team that you also played?
I have not watched the Ohio State Northeastern game, so I couldn't even tell you the score. I believe they got beat pretty handily as we did, so I put no credence in that game at all.
Okay.
I really don't. We watch conference games, more recent games as much as anything.
Okay, thanks.
They always play a tough schedule, that's for sure, though.
Yes.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well.